Have you ever wondered if you are going the right way? Wondering if you are alone on the path that you've chosen? And whether anyone has ever even walked this way before? But then, you see others. They are walking in the same direction as you. But do you wonder if they know where they're going? Do they have any more of a clue than you do where they're going? You look for a sign, some indication that you are going the right way, the tried, correct, and tested approach. Well, the theme of this meditation from Matthew chapter 7 is finding the way of the wise, relief in being on the right path, comfort in being guided along the perfect way by the perfect God. And the truth is, you were never alone to begin with. So whether at first or last light, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat resting in the presence of God. And within this first holy moment, begin your time of meditation in the Word of God, encountering His presence as He shows you the way. Allow your breathing to begin to relax and your eyes to softly close. And just settle into where you are as you start to center on this holy place and time. Just take a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the guiding way of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of guidance by listening and joining in this responsive prayer from John chapter 14. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, show me the way. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Thomas said to Him, Lord, we do not know where You're going, so how can we know the way? But Lord God, show me the way. And Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God, and the real truth, and the real life. So Lord God, show me that way. Jesus said to him, no one comes to the Father but through me. So Lord God, please, show me the way. Let this time of divine stillness move you closer to the presence of God. Spend a few more moments now, entering into an awareness of the Holy Spirit, preparing your heart to encounter the shepherding of God. What emotions did you become aware of? And did any feelings of independence or isolation keep your mind from God? Well, take a moment to face those emotions. And be still now, as you become filled with the truth that by God's grace, He guides you to enter the narrow gate. You are shown the way by God's grace. By faith in Christ, you can enter into God's presence. So take a moment now to whisper that prayer. Lord God, show me that way. It is not by our works and good deeds that we're saved, It is by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone. So take a moment now to recognize any effort on your part to walk your own path, to enter your own gates, and make your own way. Confess and surrender those thoughts to God now. Your mind may wander as you step into the divine narrow way. That's human. We are independent-minded creatures, aren't we? But don't judge yourself for those feelings. Rather, confess them and let the awareness be a reminder to slip your hand back into God's as He guides you along His way. Whisper, Lord God, show me Your way. Allow those words to become your centering prayer. Center once more on your breathing. Let the stillness continue as you become even more deeply aware of the way of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ through the simple act of your breathing. With your eyes closed, take several deep breaths in through your nose from your belly. Hold it for a moment. And now slowly release it, blowing it out through your mouth. Do that several times. Let each breath in fill you with the way of God. Let each breath out release self-reliance. A deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out your anxiety. Even as you center on the way of God, you may still feel your self-reliance pulling you away. Remember, those are not thoughts of God, so allow them to drift by without effort as you center back on your breathing. Whispering the words, Lord God, show me Your way. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and being known by God. In this minute, surrender your way by accepting the way that God offers. Now encounter and know God even deeper as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Be satisfied with His way as you listen to Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 from the English Standard Version. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? we'll listen once more from God's holy word. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find that gate are few. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for walking the way of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New American Standard Bible. The narrow and wide gates. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. How did you experience this passage personally? We'll spend a minute to allow any thoughts of self-control to drift away and replace them with an awareness of leaving the wide, well-worn path of the world to follow God through the narrow gate. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once more now from the Common English Bible. Go in through the narrow gate. The gate that leads to destruction is broad and the road wide, so many people enter through it. But the gate that leads to life is narrow and the road difficult, so few people find it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is your heart crying out to God right now? Well, spend a minute in prayerful solitude, confessing your independence and asking to be led through the narrow gate of God. For this minute, accept His way. While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to see the path that you're walking, the chosen wise way of God. But then you begin to notice murmurings around you, foolish, ill-advised words of a different direction. As you begin to stray, notice your path becoming uneven now, unstable, loose stones underfoot. You begin to feel lost, wandering into the dark. Now press your hand into God's. Feel His Spirit guide you back to the wise way. Keep your eyes on Christ and His way. You hear His wise words of guidance. You're only one step away from returning to the direction of God and entering the narrow gate. So rest here a moment, walking in His way, His right, perfect, tested, and wise way to righteousness. As you close your time, return to your breathing and whispered breaths of meditation, saying, Lord God, show me your way. And be mindful too of those you meet along the path that may be walking the broad and wide road to destruction. How might God use you to help someone enter the narrow gate to salvation? Now accept this closing benediction as a reminder to enter by the narrow gate. Yes, the way is narrow and hard, but remember it leads to life. So may you enter into the presence of Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and encounter real life with God. And Lord, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.